You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brewski.
Featuring former federal prosecutor and president of West Coast Trial Lawyers, Nima Rahmani.
I got to ask you, if you were the defense attorney for Corey Richens right now, who keeps opening her mouth, who keeps seeming to dig her hole deeper and deeper, what would you be advising her?
I would just tell her to just shut her mouth. I mean, I don't do any defense work.
Yeah.
God, you know, like, what an idiot she is. You know, she's claiming this letter as part of this other book she's writing. I mean, you know, sometimes people, they're such liars. I don't think they believe their own lies, or they're just like the psychology of just a pathological liar. I mean, God, the jury is just not going to like her at all. And she's one of those people, like, they're caught in a lie and they just seem to keep just throwing more lies on top of it. So it's not easy being a defense lawyer. It's really not being a defense lawyer in a case like this, where I'm sure they told their client to keep their mouth shut and she just keeps talking.
I mean, and that being the case, I mean, it's getting to be just so indefensible to come out and say that this letter is a manuscript for a book. Of course it is. And everyone should just believe it, because why wouldn't you believe me? I was just shocked by the ignorance or the lack of being able to read the room and the reaction that she thinks people will just eat her shit up.
Like, her whole family, obviously her kids are now being dragged into this because of this book. But now you're writing a letter to your mom, basically telling her to obstruct justice and perjure herself, and, you know, get your brother to say that, you know, he got the pills from Mexico, or, you know, whatever it is. I mean, it's absolutely insane. And kind of goes back to, you know, those jail calls and everything being recorded, and kind of bring it full circle. Richard Allen is like, look, when you go into prison, you are told the calls are recorded. You know, we can read your letters. We can read your mail. It's just, why are you doing this? How stupid are you? But I guess, you know, someone that would allegedly kill her husband and write a book about it ain't that smart.
Yeah, well, that's very true. How does this now affect the ability of her mother or her brother or whoever to testify as a witness in her defense, now that we've seen this game plan that she's thrown out there publicly to the media? They've already kind of been following it, saying, yeah, we believe that she's innocent, blah, 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 blah. Should they be going on the stand at all when this does go to trial? Can they go to the stand if this goes to trial, especially if they're going to toe the line of her letter? That in itself, wouldn't that put them in some sort of legal jeopardy?
Absolutely. It's going to be hard. I know the defense is trying to get this suppressed as attorney-client privilege, because the argument is it was going to the lawyer. But obviously, we know that, you know, letters to mom and brother, you know, that's not privileged. And to the extent that you're asking your lawyer to help you commit a future crime or fraud, that's not privileged. So assuming this letter is not suppressed, I mean, yeah, you can't put them on the stand, because they're going to just be, I mean, this letter will be such a huge part of that cross-examination. So, and they could end up in their own kind of criminal jeopardy. The judge will have to probably appoint them counsel. It's going to be a mess.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and how wise is it anyhow to go and bring your mom or your brother in to be a witness as it is? It doesn't seem, especially if they're not that involved in this case, to have any sort of credibility. In most cases, of course, they're going to be on the side of their loved one. Does it really hold all that much credibility to a jury if someone's mom goes up there and says, yes, she is innocent?
That doesn't mean a whole lot. And, you know, the cross-examination is usually pretty short and sweet. Like, you love your son, you don't want him to go to jail. You love your daughter, you don't want her to go to jail. I mean, it's just pretty quick. And jurors aren't stupid. They know that parents mm-hmm. love their kids unconditionally. And, you know, they don't want bad things to happen to them, including going to prison. I mean, there's so much evidence in this case, Tony. The internet search history. I mean, there's the, again, we go back to that paper trail, right? Of her buying these drugs, taking money from the account, changing the life insurance. I mean, it all adds up. Should be layup for the prosecution, I think.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts, and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.